Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, May 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We report exclusively that the Biden administration is preparing to raise tariffs on clean energy goods from China in the coming days. And people familiar with the matter say the levy on Chinese electric vehicles is set to roughly quadruple. Higher tariffs will also hit critical minerals, solar goods, and batteries sourced from China. The decision comes at the end of a years-long review of tariffs imposed by former President Donald Trump on roughly $300 billion in goods from China. A spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry denounced the plans, saying the tariffs have disrupted trade between the two countries, adding that China will take all necessary measures to defend its rights and interests. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said the company plans to spend more than $500 million to expand its electric vehicle charging network this year. In a post on his social media platform X, Musk added that the work will happen at a slower pace for new locations and would be focusing on the expansion of existing sites. Musk's comments come days after the carmaker signaled plans to slow down the build-out of its supercharger network by laying off much of the team responsible for the work. And police cleared pro-Palestinian encampments at the University of Pennsylvania and at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the latest efforts by colleges across the country to rein in escalating protests. MIT said 10 students and several other protesters were arrested. In Philadelphia, police said they made more than 30 arrests of protesters. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.